Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 3rd. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Burrito Day, and it celebrates a beloved dish, offering a delicious mix of flavors. First mentioned in the Dictionary of Mexicanisms in 1895, burritos gained fame in the United States in the 1930s. From traditional to breakfast versions, they remain a global favorite. Enjoy your burrito today, however you like it. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, rain showers are likely, and it feels like 29 degrees, with 15-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some rain showers and patchy fog today, with cloudy skies and a high near 65. Expect a breezy south wind, gusting up to 31. Tonight, there's a slight chance of rain before 1 a.m., with a low around 52 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 10, with a high tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Friday, with a high near 66 and a light west wind. Rain showers are likely Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the upper 40s and low 60s. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the 40s and a slight chance of rain on Monday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, opening day at Fenway Park is this Friday, marking the start of baseball season with exciting new food options. The Red Sox have introduced offerings like crispy, crunchy chicken tenders, Sicilian-style Sal's Pizza, and a unique cowboy-up burger featuring smoked cricket, bacon, onion rings, and barbecue sauce. Chef Ron Abel emphasizes comfort foods, including carnitas tacos and chowder in a bread bowl. Fans can also look forward to video boards celebrating the 1975 team on their 50th anniversary. With family-friendly daytime games and earlier night games at 6:45, the Red Sox will host the St. Louis Cardinals at 2:10. Now on to sports. In Raleigh, North Carolina, Alex Ovechkin is closing in on a monumental achievement as he scored his 892nd goal against the Carolina Hurricanes. This puts him just 3 goals shy of breaking Wayne Gretzky's record of 894, with 7 games remaining in the regular season. Ovechkin has found the net in 3 consecutive games, raising his chances of breaking the record this month from 56% to 67.4%. With upcoming matchups against teams like the Chicago Blackhawks and the New York Islanders, Ovechkin is poised for prime scoring opportunities as he chases history. In local sports, last night at Camden Yards, the Sox blanked the Orioles 3-0. Trevor Story launched a solo homer in the second, while Raffy broke out of his slump and doubled in the fifth, sending home a run. Garrett Crochet delivered a stellar performance, earning the win with 8 scoreless innings. Aroldis Chapman closed it out for the save. The Sox now stand at 2-4 as they look forward to building momentum. Today, the Sox take on the Orioles in Baltimore at 1:05. Tanner Houck, with a 6.35 ERA, faces Charlie Morton, who has an 18.8 ARI. Yesterday afternoon, the Celtics faced the Miami Heat at TD Garden, falling 103-124. Jaylen Brown led Boston with 9 rebounds, but the Seas struggled defensively, allowing Miami to shoot 81% from the field. The Celtics' record now stands at 56-19, while the Heat improved to 37-39. Tonight, the Celtics look to bounce back against the Phoenix Suns, who are 35-40 at the Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30. For the upcoming game, Drew Holiday and Al Horford are both out due to injuries. Jaylen Brown is available despite his right knee issue. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins at 30-36-9 clash with the Canadiens in Montreal. David Pastrnak, with 88 points, leads the Bees, aiming to rebound from recent losses. The Canadiens at 35-30-9 are even odds. In top news, stock markets across Asia experienced a significant drop on Thursday morning, following President Donald Trump's announcement of substantial tariffs on the region's leading economies. The blanket levy on Chinese exports to the United States surged from 20% to 54%. Japan and South Korea faced tariffs of 24% and 25%, respectively. Meanwhile, Taiwan encountered a 32% tariff. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese criticized the tariffs as illogical and harmful to economic partnerships. Analysts predict retaliatory measures from China, potentially impacting U.S. exports, while Japan and South Korea prepare for negotiations amidst this escalating trade conflict. In business news, co-living spaces in San Francisco are making a comeback, attracting young entrepreneurs eager to immerse themselves in the thriving artificial intelligence scene. Residents appreciate the affordability of living in a 100-square-foot unit for $1,000 a month, compared to $1,200 for a traditional apartment. Urbanist CEO Tony Breckley emphasizes the need for functional spaces that encourage community interaction. With new companies like Neighborgood and Enso Co-Living looking to expand, San Francisco's co-living market is evolving, offering a unique blend of affordability and collaboration for the next generation of innovators. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to about $83,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just over $1,800. And GOATSEA's Maximus is down 8% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A new theory suggests that Google Maps may be brainwashing users. With over 1 billion monthly users, it is integral to how we navigate the world. Recent name changes, like Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, and reverting Mount Denali back to Mount McKinley, have sparked debate and are seen as politically motivated. Researchers argue that such changes, combined with the deletion of negative reviews, may subtly influence our perceptions. This ties into the concept of extended cognition, where our tools shape our thinking. As technology evolves, we must remain aware of who is influencing our thoughts and experiences. And in entertainment news, a Minecraft movie, set to premiere in theaters this Friday, aims to demonstrate that video game adaptations can be enjoyable. Early reviews suggest it is entertaining, especially for its young audience, and even appealing to some parents. Critics note that while the film lacks imagination, it features fun performances from Jack Black, Jason Momoa, and Jennifer Coolidge. Questions arise about its adherence to expectations, adaptation of the Minecraft world, and whether familiarity with the game is necessary for enjoyment. With its release on April 4th, 2025, families are eager to see what this film offers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American entrepreneur and philanthropist, Richard M. Davois. And he said, "Few things in the world are more powerful than a positive push. A smile. A world of optimism and hope. That you can do it when things are tough." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.